Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psachim Daf Kuf. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur will continue from the fifth line from the top of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. In truth, we're in the middle of a discussion that characterize the end of our previous year, and that is an attempt to figure out the significance of our Mishnah that's mentioned there's an eating restriction, Erev Pesach. In our previous year, we concluded that Rav Huna's explanation, as opposed to Rav Pova's explanation, was the better. In other words, our Mishnah was taught in light of Shitas Rav Yossi. That being, that in general, Arve Shabbosis and Arve Yomim Toivim, Rabbi Yossi has no eating restriction. But when it comes to Erev Pesach, which was the subject of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi concedes that there is the need to restrain from eating Samuch L'mincha, from the later part of the day onwards. Samuch L'mincha, in our previous year, we suggested meant from 3 o'clock in the afternoon onwards, so that one would eat the matzah with a sense of desire and appetite. As our Gemara opens in today's shiur, we will bring into question the conclusion that Rav Huna's explanation was the better explanation. The Gemara opens up with a long question. You can see that's indicated by a kuf to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line. Rav Huna's explanation was based on the idea that Rabbi Yossi concedes that on Erev Pesach there is an eating restriction from Misamuch L'mincha onwards. The Gemara asks, Ulu Rabbi Huna mi micha? And is it so comfortable and accurate the way Rav Huna explained things? The Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Rabbi Yochanan V'itema Omar Rabbi Avo Omar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev ha-Pesach. The halacha will follow Rav Yehuda's approach when it comes to Erev Pesach, namely, not to eat min ha-mincha ulamala. The halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'erev Shabbos. And the halacha will follow the lenient approach of Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Erev Shabbos, that one is allowed to eat until darkness. The comment made, halacha like so-and-so, when you see that expression, it's an expression indicating a decision between two opinions. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev ha-Pesach, this expression that halacha will follow Rabbi Yehuda's approach when it comes to Erev Pesach, leaves room to suggest michlal depolig Rabbi Yossi betravayu, that Rabbi Yossi disagrees not only with regard to Erev Shabbos, but he also disagrees when it comes to Erev Pesach, namely that there is no eating restriction when it comes to Erev Pesach, unlike Rav Huna. Rav Huna has said that Rav Yossi concedes that on Erev Pesach there is an eating restriction. From this comment that the halacha will follow Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach, we, as we mentioned a moment ago, leaves room to suggest that only Rav Yehuda will say that on Erev Pesach there's an eating restriction, and Rabbi Yossi would disagree, and therefore there's a need to decide between the two. So the Gemara decided to go like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, that there is an eating restriction. Rabbi Yossi would say no. The Gemara responds and says, Loi. The conclusion that we just attempted to draw is not accurate, but rather, halacha michlal de pligi, the expression of halacha, when we saw the use of the word halacha, which indicates that there is a disagreement. That is true with regard to behafsaka, with regard to the need to stop a meal that was started early in the day. Namely, that if a meal was started early in the day, before the Samuch L'mincha period of time, there is in fact a disagreement, where Rav Yehuda would say that there is a need to stop once one reaches Samuch L'mincha, and Rav Yossi would say that, well, if it was started early in the day, then there is no insistence on the meal stopping. However, with regard to beginning a meal, there Rav Yossi concedes that on Erev Pesach there is a prohibition of beginning a meal, Samuch L'mincha. Before we go further in the Gemara, we ought to take note of the fact that we're in a section of Gemara that really is a long answer. And that's indicated by the tuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. The Gemara will go on to show that the point of difference, the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, concerns this issue of stopping a meal that began early in the day. They began beheter. Is there a need to stop? Let us glance at the Rashbam before we go further into the Gemara. On the last narrow line, Michlal Depligi, Lahafsaka. Haldam Rabbi Yirmiyah, that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the Gemara, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Berev HaPesach, Demashma Depolig Nami Rabbi Yossi Berev Pesach, by Rabbi Yirmiyah deciding to go like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, indicating that Rabbi Yossi disagrees, Lahafsaka Hu Depolig, that is with regard to the need to stop a meal, the hischil lechol af Erev Pesach. If one started a meal on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, eino mafsik. If he started early in the day, he doesn't have to stop that meal. Avol lahaschil. But if one had not been eating early in the day, and one wanted to start a meal in the afternoon, modi Rabbi Yossi the Osir. Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's also to start Samuch L'mincha. Umas Nisin Bahaschola. Our Mishnah that spoke about Arvei Psachim Samuch L'mincha Lo Yochal is a reference to the starting of a meal. Ule Rabbi Yossi Itzterich. And the significance of the Mishnah is with regard to Rabbi Yossi, like Rav Huna mentioned on Tzadi Tesomit Beis. The Kamash Malon, the Mishnah is informing us, the Moidi Rabbi Yossi Berev HaPesach, the Ein Maschilin, that Rabbi Yossi, who with regard to other holidays has a lenient approach, when it comes to Erev Pesach, he concedes that it's also to begin a meal, Samuch L'mincha. As we mentioned a moment before, the Gemara goes on with its long answer, with a Tanaic source that you can see in the frame. The purpose of bringing in this source is to show that the machlokas concerns hafsaka, the breaking up or the stopping of a meal that was started early in the day. Is that necessary? But before we go into the source itself, just by word of introduction, we will describe something called akiras hashulchan, the removal of a table. This is characteristic of earlier times when people ate on individual tables. We can call them private tables or tea tables or card tables. Everyone has their own description for these personal type tables. And when we speak about the stopping of a meal, we'll make reference to this idea of akiras hashulchan, the removal of a table. However, with regard to our practice today, there is no need at any point to actually pick up a 12-seater table and carry it off, carry it away from the dining room, so to speak. Turning to the Gemara, Disanya, as we mentioned, we have a source now that will show that the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, concerns the stopping of a meal that had begun earlier in the day at an allowed time. Mafsikin l'shabosos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer ein mafsikin. We also must emphasize that the term mafsikin, which means to stop, implies with the removal of the table, that when you're dealing with a meal that began earlier in the day, and now the somuch l'mincha time, the late afternoon approached, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the table is removed. Rabbi Yossi says there is no need for that. We should point out for a greater accuracy, actually correct a mistake that we made, that we are in fact dealing, as we mentioned, with a meal that began early in the day, and they're continuing to eat, but this mafsikin is not necessarily at somuch l'mincha, but they're continuing to eat until darkness. The question is, do you have to do akiras hashulchan when the darkness comes, when the holiday itself sets in? So Rabbi Yehuda says that, well, if you started the heder and you are in fact eating until darkness because you started at an allowed time, nevertheless, you don't, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you, when the Shabbos sets in or the Yom Tov sets in, you have to remove the table and then make Kiddush and then bring back the table in honor of the Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop and you don't remove the table. Umaisub Shimamli of Rabbi Yossi, Shahayu Misubin Ba'ako, V'kidesh Aleim Hayom. There was an incident, a story involving these three Rabbanan. They were eating, and the Kidei Shalem Ayom, darkness set in, became Shabbos. Omar Le Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Yossi Beribi. Rav Shimon addressed Rav Yossi Beribi, means the Godol Hador, the most important of the generation. The title Beribi is associated with Godol Hador. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel addresses him and says, Ritzoincho nafsik, v'nechush l'div Rav Yehuda chavireinu, would you be willing to do hafsaka, to stop the meal? And in concern for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, our colleague that's sitting here, Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi responds, "Bechol yoyim v'yoyim ato mechabev divorai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda." In general, you appreciate or approve of my approaches, my opinion over that of Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav ato mechabev divrei Rabbi Yehuda befonai. And now you want to choose Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in front of me, in my very presence. Hagam lichboish es hamalko imi babayis. This is a pasuk from Megillas Esther, but it's used as an expression, which indicates that it's one thing to want to prefer Rabbi Yehuda, but to want to prefer his opinion over mine in front of me, that's going too far. You know, do you want to embarrass me to my very face by practicing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion over mine in my very presence? Omar le, so Rav Shimon Leal says, im kein lo nafsik. Well, if that's your feeling, then we won't stop. Shema yiru hatalmidim, v'ikba loch ledoros, because if we would stop, onlookers might see that one is expected to stop and establish the halacha to be thusly, and that's not the case, because we will follow Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Omru, it was said, lo zozu misham ad shekavu halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. They didn't move from there until they ensured that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that if a meal was started beheter, one can continue eating and no need to stop it in order to indicate that now Shabbos is set in and that the continuation of the meal shall be in honor of Shabbos. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Ein halacha, loy k'Rabbi Yossi, loy k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says the halacha will not follow either one of these two opinions. Shmuel being an Amora, we're talking about a later period in time, even though the Brisa, the Tanaic source that we saw, indicated that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the Amora Shmuel was a later period of time, from the Amoroyim period, he says the halacha is not like either one of them. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda that says that when Shabbos sets in, one must remove the table, nor is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi that one just continues eating as if nothing happened. Ela pyres mapo umekadesh. Rather, one takes a cloth, covers the table, the meal that he was eating till now, he covers the table with a cloth and says the Kiddush. This is, of course, at the point that Shabbos sets in. One covers the table with a cloth, and the Rashbam on Omid Beis indicates that this covering of the cloth is to show that the meal from this point onwards will be done in honor of Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Eini, is this really so? The Omar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Omar Shmuel, Kishem Shemafsikin Lekidush, Kach Mafsikin Lehavdola. My Mafsikin, the term Mafsikin that was used, Lav Lakiras HaShulchan, is it not for the purpose of removal of the table? So we said a moment ago that Shmuel ruled that there is no need for Akiras HaShulchan, but rather Poreis Mapo was sufficient. In this second statement of Shmuel, you notice in both cases we underline Shmuel's name, he says that just like we're mafsik for Kiddush, we're mafsik as well for Havdalah, namely if they were eating a meal during Shabbos and night time set in, there would be a need for mafsikin, and the assumption is that mafsikin means removal of table. Loi. The Gemara says no, the term mafsikin does not necessarily mean that, but rather lemapo. Mafsikin is they stop the meal and spread a cloth over the table, over the food, and then in the case of Erev Shabbos they'll make Kiddush, and in the case of Motsoi Shabbos they would make Havdalah, and then continue eating the meal after that. Rabo bar Rav Huna iklo lebei Reish Galusa. Rabo visited the house of the Reish Galusa, the head of the Jews in the exile, sometimes translated as the exilarch. Aisu tako kame. They brought a table. Tako is a table in front of them. Before Kiddush, there are several explanations in the Rishonim for what had been taking place over here in this story, but the approach that the Rashbam prefers is that this is not referring to a case of them having been eating Erev Shabbos, but rather it's simply a case where a table of food was brought in before the recitation of the Kiddush. And the Rashbam explains that he would have preferred that the Rabo Bar Rav Huna would have preferred them not bringing the table with the bread on it till after the Kiddush. But they didn't do thusly, but rather brought the table in before they recited the Kiddush. That being the case, Poras Mapo V'Kidesh, they took a cloth and covered the table so that you would have a situation with the table at the time the Kiddush was being recited, the table with the food and the bread on it was covered. The Rashbam points out that the covering of the table of the food before the Kiddush is recited will indicate then that the meal is being brought in honor of the Shabbos. In other words, the Kiddush sanctifies the Shabbos, and then the cloth will be removed, and hence you have a meal that is brought, or that is now here for the honor of Shabbos. Tanyo Nami Hochi. Ein Mevi'in es HaShulchan Ela Im Kein Kidesh. Now this brisa supports the pshat that we just suggested, that the best approach would be that they wouldn't bring the table in at all before Kiddush. However, if they brought the table with the food and the challah, the bread, on it before the Kiddush, pores mapo, so cover the table with a cloth, umakadish, and make the Kiddush. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a no say topic heading on the side, the outside margin. We actually had one earlier than this. We can read that now as an encapsulated review of the sugi we just did. The first no say heading, and we indicated Lefi Harashbam, Havoas Shulchan Lusuda Shabbos Im Alechem Olav, that if the bringing of a table with the Shabbos meal with the bread on it, Yesh Lefrois Mapa, that one should cover it before. One should cover it with a cloth when the once again, let's go over that point. Havoa shulchan lusudin shabbos im alechem olav lifnei kiddush, where it was brought in before kiddush. So yesh lifrois mapa, one should cover the food and the bread with a cloth. The next topic heading, which introduces the sugya we're about to do, no say, Yishuv Shnei Brises. The Gemara's role here will be to resolve two Tanaic sources. The Tanaic sources are very brief, so as far as our markings are concerned, we did not frame them. We simply underlined the expressions Tani Chada and Tani Idoch and called them Aleph and Beis. The Brises begin with the expression Shavin, etc. And we will point out Aleph She'ein Maschilin, whereas one source, the Aleph source, says there's agreement that, namely, agreement between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whose names we put in parentheses, they will agree She'ein Maschilin, and then there is agreement She'ein Maschilin. What are we therefore talking about? Let's turn to the Gemara. Tani Chado Shovin She'ein Maschilin. There is agreement that one does not begin. V'shovin V'tanya Idach Shovin She'maschilin. There is agreement that one does begin. So these sources are rather obscure. What do they mean? What are they referring to? Bishlamoha Desanya. The first source, the Aleph source, Shovin She'ein Maschilin. That Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who argue with regard to inyonim of achila and hafsaka be'erev Shabbos, they will agree shei maschilin, that the one is not to begin eating min hamincha ulamala mishkachas lo be'erev haPesach. On erev Pesach, there you will see agreement where Rabbi Yossi concedes that there is an eating restriction, and even though in many other cases, in other situations, Rabbi Yossi was lenient and did not insist on restrictions with regard to eating. In the case of Erev Pesach, concerning the issue of beginning a meal, he concedes that on Erev Pesach, one shall not begin min hamincha lemala. Eloha desanya shovin shemaschilin emas. The source that says there is agreement that one can begin, when is that? E nemo be'erev Shabbos ha miflig pliki. If you're going to suggest that that's referring to the other days, namely the erev Shabbos experience, there is no agreement with regard to maschilin. They actually disagree. Lo kashya kan koidem tisha. Kan la'achar tisha. We can say that there is agreement, shoven shemaschilin, if you're talking about prior to the ninth hour, prior to 3 o'clock. Everyone will agree, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, that one can begin a meal, Erev Shabbos, before 3 o'clock. Kan la'achar tisha, however, if you're talking about after the ninth hour, after 3 o'clock, then you in fact run into a machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And the brisa that says shavin shemaslin would not be appropriate for that case. However, the explanation of the brisa of shavin shemaslin, there is agreement that is true. There is agreement that you can begin. Even Rabbi Yehuda concedes that you can begin a meal, Erev Shabbos, before the ninth hour. It may in fact be raised as a point of discussion that before the ninth hour, one isn't restricted to Erev Shabbos either. But that is there is room to discuss that issue. At this point in the Gemara, we notice a slash mark. The next section will deal with the issue of the recitation of Kiddush in shul and the repeat of the Kiddush when one gets home. Being that this topic will continue on to Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, we will conclude our shiur at this point for today.